Good afternoon. Charlie Beck, Chief of Police, City of Los Angeles. I'm joined here by Councilmember Mitch Englander, Chair of Public Safety. Also by Billy Hayes, the Commanding Officer of Robbery Homicide Division, Vice Consul of Saudi Arabia, Saad Al-Hassan, and Terry Wade from the FBI. On Thursday, October 16th, Robbery Homicide Division arrested two individuals in connection with the disappearance and death of Abdul Al-Qadi. Mr. Al-Qadi was a 23-year-old Saudi national and an engineering student at Cal State Northridge University. In mid-September, Mr. Al-Qadi listed an Audi A6 vehicle on Craigslist for sale. On September 17th, Mr. Al-Qadi disappeared while showing that vehicle to a prospective buyer. When Mr. Al-Qadi did not return that evening, his family notified the Los Angeles Police Department that he was missing. Robbery Homicide Division, with the assistance of Major Crimes Division and the Los Angeles Field Office of the FBI, conducted an extensive investigation and determined that Agustina Fernandez, a 28-year-old resident of Long Beach, was responsible for Mr. Al-Qadi's death and disappearance. The investigation determined that Agustin Fernandez killed Mr. Al-Qadi in an attempt to keep both the Audi and the purchase price. After killing Mr. Al-Qadi, Agustina Fernandez disposed of Mr. Al-Qadi's body alongside the 10 freeway in the Palm Desert. Robbery Homicide Division investigators and investigators from the Riverside County Sheriff's Department were able to recover the remains of Mr. Al-Qadi in the very early morning hours of October 17th. This case was presented to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office this morning. As many of you know, the following charges were filed regarding the death of Mr. Al-Qadi. Agustin Fernandez, date of birth, July 3rd, 1986, was charged with the following crimes. One count each, murder with special circumstances, robbery, and carjacking. This is a very sad case. It's a case that is all too common in the county and city of Los Angeles. I think that the message for the public here is that you have to beware when using online internet sites to sell anything. Craigslist, eBay, all the other opportunities for sales are also opportunities to let unwanted people into your lives. This happened, not the victim's fault, but with absolutely tragic, tragic outcome. There are a number of things that you can do to keep yourself safe and still use these sites. I know that Councilmember Englander is going to detail many of them, but certainly one of those is to take somebody with you and meet in a public spot. As a matter of fact, if you want to meet in front of one of our police stations, they're available for that purpose. Again, an extremely sad circumstance, and now I'm going to turn this over to Councilmember Mitch Englander, who will also give you some tips on how to stay safe and use these very, very common internet sites.
Thank you, Chief. And first and foremost, to the Al-Qadi family, on behalf of the City of Los Angeles, our heartfelt condolences go out to you and your family, entire family, in such a horrific crime. We'd also like to thank the Los Angeles Police Department for putting so many resources to this and apprehending the suspect in this case. And thank you so much to the Los Angeles Police Department, particularly Special Crimes and Romney Homicide Division that did an incredible job. Thank you. While the victim in this case, it was by no means at all his fault. Anybody at any time can, in fact, be a victim. There are numerous things, including what the chief had said earlier, there are numerous things that you can do and should do if you're putting yourself out there, not only in social media, but particularly if you're selling something online on any of the online sites. First and foremost, don't use your full name. And don't list your address or phone number on any of the sites. You can anonymize your email and all of the posting sites like Craigslist allow that anonymity, and you can go ahead and should do that. If you use photos in your ad, make sure that you just show the item that is actually for sale. Do not include family members or any identifiable information in those photos. Photos should not show your home address or street number, and do not list those in your ad. Block out the license plate number if you're selling a vehicle. Make sure you block that out in the phone number as well. Resist requests to give out your phone number, and if the buyer really needs to talk to you, get their phone number and call them back. When you call them back, you can block your number so they do not have your phone number. Make sure that you use caller ID block on your phone when you return the call. When a transaction involves a significant amount of money, you might want to meet at the bank. And at all times, try to meet at a public location that has security built into it, whether it's a bank or a mall or a police station. That's what our community police stations are for. You can meet directly in front of a police station. Try to meet during daylight hours. Always bring somebody with you. And most importantly, if it feels wrong, if there's something that just doesn't feel right, then it's probably not right. You should leave the area, or you should go report it to the police department. Again, my heartfelt condolences to the family, and I think the public needs to get the message that anybody can be a victim in this, and you must take precaution. Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Councilmember. Before I answer questions, I want to thank the men and women of Robbery Homicide Division and the FBI. You know, truly great investigation that will put some amount of closure to the family who has suffered so greatly during this incident.
Chief, what led to his arrest?
You know, the case has been filed with the district attorney. The details of the arrest will remain confidential until they decide to release him. It is in their hands now. But I will say this, that the detectives were very, very concerned about the purchasers of the vehicle from the onset in this investigation, and their initial instincts were correct, and their investigative steps that led them to not only an arrest with a strong filing and a recovery of the body speak for themselves.
Chief, had the transaction already happened?
I'm sorry, one at a time.
Has the transaction already happened, and did the attack happen where the transaction took place, or do you think he was taken somewhere else?
You know, that's more detail than we're going to give out at this point. You know, obviously, the system has to go forward with the prosecution. A jury has to be picked. You know, we need to keep some details for that time. I will say this, that the time of transaction, the time that the money is exchanged, is a very dangerous time for people that are selling vehicles, something of large value like this. You know, this was an attempt by Mr. Hernandez to get it both ways, to take the car and to keep the money.
And when you say dangerous time, you talking about, was it late at night, overnight?
No, what I'm saying is a dangerous time in the transaction. When the transaction is about to come to fruition, the money can be presented, that's a very dangerous time, and people need to be aware of that. And that's the kind of thing that Councilmember Englander and I are talking about, that should be done in a public place. That should be done someplace where you feel very comfortable. And I'm not going to give specifics on this case, but I think that the public has to recognize that is when the opportunity presents itself to.
Would the vice counsel like to say something?
You know, he is representing the family here and obviously his country, and he didn't want to speak today.
Chief, you mentioned that there were two people arrested on Thursday, but we only have one person who's been charged. What happened to the other person?
Well, the other person is still under investigation. You know, the facts of the case will come out in court. There may be additional filings, and there may not. You know, there is when you deal with these types of cases, you're trying to establish, you know, who does what and what chain of sequence, and the evidence supported and continues to support the arrest and prosecution of Mr. Hernandez, and at this point, we're not going forward with the other folk.
Chief, did this man is charged, did he have more than one contact
You know, there was several contacts. I think it went. It took place over 2 and 3 days, as many of these transactions do. You know, there's an initial contact, either phone or internet, some discussion. You know, an individual will show up, maybe look at this merchandise. In this case, then the money has to be acquired. You know, and there's a considerable amount of money for this car. So it did occur over several days. I'm not going to get into exact specifics of it because, again, this is a case that needs to be tried in front of a jury, and I know that the details are of great interest to you, all of you, but we need to save it for the jury.
Well, these are details that are often offered in stories. I don't see how it would hurt the prosecution. Like, how much was the car being sold for? Did Mr. Alpati go meet Hernandez alone, and where?
Well, Claudia, many times it's not given out, but I will give you some of this. It was over $30,000. They met at Mr. Alcotti's residence initially, and you know, other details we're not going to give out.
So Mr. Alcotti was alone at the house at the time?
Well, Mr. Alcotti was eventually alone with the suspect.
Chief, could you expand on this a little bit, though? Was this from the outset a planned robbery, murder, or did things just go bad and Mr. Alcotti ended up dead?
You know, that, of course, is very difficult. At this point in the investigation, for me to say that would be speculative. You know, I think that we deal, and the detectives are dealing with concrete issues right now, and the concrete issues point to the death, the cause of death, the person that committed the murder. You know, the motivations outside of the robbery aspect of it are less clear.
The DA said that there was a knife involved in the killing. Can you elaborate on that at all?
There was a knife involved. A murder weapon was a stabbing instrument. The exact type and nature of it is unclear at this moment.
Chief, was the second person who was arrested, has that person been released? If not, what are they being held on?
You know, that person is, to my knowledge, no longer in custody. And, you know, as the investigation continues, there may be additional charges, but there may not. You know, many times as detectives work through these very, very serious cases, until they get people in custody and conduct interviews, it's not clear what happened, just who was involved. And the nature of that involvement is not always absolutely clear.
So it hasn't been ruled out, that person?
We haven't ruled out anything.
Did the second person go with Hernandez to Alcotti's house?
You know, that's more detail than we're going to give right now, Claudia.
Chief, where was the car found?
Pardon me?
Where was the car found?
You know?
He had possession of it.
Fernandez had possession of it at the time of his arrest.
So, Chief, you guys arrested Fernandez Thursday morning, and then late Thursday night is when the body was found. So did Fernandez lead you guys to the body?
You know, Mr. Fernandez made statements that led us to the body.
What social media?
Craigslist.
Excuse me, do you know what the date of death was in Mr. Alcotti? Is that been determined?
What was the 7th?
It was the 17th.
17th, yeah.
And so, how were you able to identify the body?
The coroner identified the body from my
Riverside coroner's
Chief,
office.
Where do you believe the murder occurred in terms of location? Did it occur at the park where he lived, or did it occur outside of the car, or did it occur somewhere else?
You know, Richard, right now, there was evidence recovered from the vehicle that would indicate that the vehicle was somehow involved as at least part of the scene or part of the transport, but I think it's less clear where exactly the murder occurred.
So there was blood in the car?
I've said what I'm going to say on that.
One or two more questions. Did it happen the night of the transaction?
We believe it happened in close proximity to the transaction.
Could you tell us more about Mr. Fernandez, Chief? Is he a gangster?
You know, he has a minor criminal record. I think he's only I know he's only arrested that I'm aware of is for domestic violence. You know, he hadn't been involved in something of this nature in a prior.
So to confirm, Alcotti was fatally stabbed. That's the cause of death, is stabbing.
He was stabbed.
Okay, and the car was used to transport his body.
Well, we don't know that. I'm not giving that information.
Well,
you don't know.
Can you say that?
I can tell you that there was evidence recovered in the car that made us believe that it was part of Mr. Alcati's death.
And was there a struggle between Hernandez and Alcati? Like, why not just take the car? Why stab him?
Well, that'll be something for the jury to hear.
Well, do you believe that there was a struggle?
There were multiple stab wounds.
One more question.
Multiple stab wounds.
Can you tell us if there is any money, did Fernandez get to get away with $30,000 that was proposed for the car?
The money's still outstanding.
Thanks, you guys.
What was it listed for?
It was over $30,000.
What role did the FBI play?
The FBI is always our good partner in these investigations. The role of the FBI often includes, I won't be specific here, but technology and investigative support.
And you said the Consul General may have hired a private investigator to help with this case. Did that produce any leads in this case?
I can't speak to that.
Okay, thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
We have a Spanish speaker up here if anybody needs a Spanish speaker.